T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, there you are, Goo. Okay, I got you.
Call me Mock, Steiny. Call me Mock.
All right. Mock Rivers joining me today. Let's just come clean right away. Guru's been out for a couple days. He's with us today, but he's coming to us remote from his home.
Yeah.
He'll be back in studio.
I've been battling.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, Steiny, and we'll see, you know, because I don't want to get you guys sick.
I know, but, I heard battling. Steinle.
Yeah, I'm back and I'm ready to go. But look, I got to ask you this. I missed a whole lot, man, because there's a lot going on. But this lockout, get the hell out of here. People are getting locked out their apartments and out their home because of things that are going on during the pandemic. And you're trying to grow the game and you got the audacity, not Odyssey, Steinle. You see what I did?
Yes.
To have a lockout, how was this good for the game? Miss me.
I tell you what.
Dude, your hair looks great. Wow.
I got to get a haircut, man.
Dude, I don't know.
You know what's weird?
The longer, the better.
Dude, you know what?
Yeah.
It's really weird, and I'm having this trouble left and right. I don't want to sit in a chair for 35, 40 minutes. I just don't.
Well, you don't. I'll tell you this. You're starting to wave and curl up, Robert Redford-like. So normally when you get the barber cops aren't looking for you. It's like yours is looking better, longer. Mm-hmm. Rock it.
All right.
Rock it. Looking good.
Goo, let me – you know, I'm going to throw this out at 888-957-9570 right off the bat. And I do you really care? Do you care about this lockout? I can't believe how little I care. At this point, you start missing games next year. I'm giving up. Go, I'm giving up. I was thinking about this. Growing up as a kid, 10 years old, Steiny, list your favorite sports. Baseball would be one. Baseball would be two.
I hate this. I love
basketball would be three. And now, baseball is below golf. It's below football. It's below soccer? Maybe. It's certainly behind basketball. I'm just, I can't, please tell me we don't have to get into the nuance of the lockout.
Well, you know what, Steiny? I don't want to get on here and preach, and I get you, and I appreciate your list, but I've grown, man. I really have, and I'm not part of the 1%, and I'm not getting $1 million to play a kid's game, but I do love the game. I consider myself a purist. But at the end of the day, I do know baseball is got all these new cockamamie rules to sell its soul to grow because it's not as popular with the young people. And during this pandemic, Steiny, a lot of things have changed for me personally, just as a sports fan. So I find it offensive. And I heard Willard, I know he loves the game and dibs. They're not going to care until it really counts. But there is collateral damage of looking like you're greedy, and both sides are looking greedy, Stani. So to me, it bothers me. But the worst part in the slap in the face, oh, Matt Steinmetz is going to such and such. Spadoni's going to such and such. Producer E signed for 5 for 10. And then 2 days, 48 hours, Eddie Murphy, nothing matters. Wipe the internet clean. It's just a joke, and it's not helping the game, Stani. So that's where I'm at. Could this be the death of baseball?
Maybe. Maybe. I know Mark Willard just said it's posturing. I think it's more than that. I think this thing's going to linger for a while. And I'll tell you what. If they start missing games, I mean, you're just asking for trouble. You're just asking for trouble. More trouble, I should say. Now, the one thing I will say is you look at our market and – okay, the A's, they're not long for this market. But, you know, the Giants, I almost feel like the Giants can withstand this. And I know they got hit hard back in, what was it, 94 with that labor stoppage. But, yeah. You know, I just think the Giants are always going to draw pretty well. And it may take a minute or two for the fans to come back. But I do think that Giants fans, or the fans have a bigger allegiance to the Giants than most baseball fans have toward their teams right now, especially since the Giants had such a great season and got a lot of their fans back after the drought.
Yeah, but I'll say this, Donnie, the rat on the table. Fans did come back, but that thing, there was a seat available. And I'm just wondering, moving forward, if we do, there's no way. They better not. If you actually miss regular season games, Stani, will the average fan be like, you know what? So much going on. To hell with you, your greedy asses. I'm out. I'm out.
I think a lot of fans are already out. I mean, will you tell me, Goo? Let me ask you a question. And I see the boss across the way.
What's he wearing? Nice shirt?
He's got his Michigan crap on.
Oh, wow. First time
in 6 years he's put on Michigan stuff. By the way, congratulations to your guy Harbaugh. That means he won't be coming to the NFL anytime soon.
Still got to beat Iowa.
That's true. And I'll tell you what, Hayden
Fry's
got the Hawkeyes playing well this year.
It would be peak Harbaugh if they lost in the Big Ten championship game to Iowa. Yeah.
Fingers, that would be terrible.
Fingers crossed. No, Goo, I mean, baseball is sabotaging itself. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Without picking sides, I mean, the owners did this. The owners are the ones who've locked the players out. And, okay. I mean, do they all make a lot of money? Yeah, they all make a lot of money, but they spend a lot of money, too.
Patrick, you know who else makes a lot of money, Stani?
Tell me.
It's your boy Manfred. And if all the talking heads are correct, Helen Keller saw it coming. Well, then the commissioner wasn't doing his job. He is the liaison between these two sides. I mean, if you saw this coming and it was imminent, how are you not on your P's and Q's, Stani, to save the game? So without being in the know, shout out Fresno and Low Neal, I got to believe our guy Manfred was just asleep at the wheel collecting his check.
No, he knows exactly what he's doing.
He did nothing to prevent it.
I don't think he wanted to. I don't think he wanted to prevent it. They want more. More, more, more. How do you like it? How do you like it?
Who is that?
I think it's a female
sound
singer.
Sound like Steiny.
Nah.
More.
No, it's like Adonna Summer, I want to say. You don't think?
Andrea True?
Oh, really?
He don't know who
Well,
that
maybe
is,
the words aren't even is. More, more, more. Maybe
there's a lot of songs I'm looking at right now. There's a lot of artists.
What do you type in? More? Like, how do you find out, Spadoni? Wow.
Somebody out there will know. I know
just typed
that.
In more, 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 and there was like five different artists.
And then
wow.
Type out more, 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 how do you like it? See if that gets you a little more.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
It says Andrea True. That was the name. Yeah.
Right.
Maybe I'll come back with it.
Yeah, see if you can, and I'll tell you if it's the right version. I'll tell you what. Let's go out to Jesse in San Jose. What's going on, Jess? How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm more of an average fan, I consider myself. Not like, you know, I don't follow every game most of the season, but an ace fan. But I've been more turned off by the way they run that organization than really anything that's going on right now. But
You're talking about the A's.
I had a question. Is this CBA, are they working on like kind of helping out with that where, you know, to stop some of these teams from like letting all their players go? And we're sitting here watching these guys grow up, and as soon as they get ready to hit their prime, like we're sending them off to teams that are willing to pay more.
Well, I think the simple way to say it is that the players don't want a salary cap, and some of the old, you know, the big market teams don't really want a salary cap either because they utilize it to their advantage. And then you have a team like the A's who are content to spend very little money and then take the rest out of the revenue sharing. So wake me when it's over. Over.
Steiny, but there's nothing worse than when the trade deadline is on the horizon and baseball has turned into the has and have nots. The Pirates, the Royals, all those teams, they don't spend diddly squat. And then you got the Dodgers and Yankees going to Nordstrom, getting everything they can. I mean, don't you get tired of that?
I don't.
I do, Steiny.
I get tired. I get tired. You know what I get tired of? I get tired of the Pittsburgh Pirates crying. I get tired of the Detroit Tigers stinking. That's what I get tired. You know what? You want to own a baseball team, you better have deep pockets. Mm. You want to be a sports owner, make some money.
Well, to Jesse's point, Steiny, I think part of this new CBA, they're talking about potentially having a salary floor. So there'd be a minimum amount, like $100 million that teams would have to spend.
Right.
So they'd make them somewhat contend.
Okay.
Which is why the owners are not on board.
Exactly. And that's why the owners are probably, we're out on that.
Let me say this, Nani. I was reading, and I guess the players, not the stars, they're concerned about the average salary in baseball going down. I used to know or thought I knew what the average salary is in baseball. Do you know what that figure is currently, either of you three?
I couldn't care less. By the way, we're getting some Andrea True information and
give it to us.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till the break to confirm some things about the Andrea True connection and what Andrea True may or may not have done before her singing career took off. Dun dun dun!
You shocked me, Steiny.
Why?
Because you like trivia. We had the music. The average salary in Major League Baseball. I'm gonna go with $1 million. I think that's what it is.
What?
But yeah,
$1 million
per player or team or roster
per player
Oh, it's got to be more than that.
I'd
guess like $7 million.
What?
Yeah, I mean
somewhere in between.
You know what it is offhand?
We're gonna find this out. Yeah,
all right, it's four and a half.
Team and player.
4.5.
4.2 per player. $111 million per team.
Wasn't off that bad. We were actually about the same. You 7-3 over. I was 3 short.
Well, let me figure it out because you know I hate to lose in anything. 3-2. Yeah, it looks like you were closer. I went over though, so I lose. The old Price is Right rules.
During a pandemic is not a time to have a work stoppage, and I don't care if this is just posturing. And if you got to do this, I'm out. Just like our ball, I'm out. OUT, like I am today.
Well, I'm certainly out. Right.
I like seeing you.
I'm certainly out right now. There's no doubt about it. I mean, with nothing going on, there's no investment I need to make in baseball right now. So we'll talk to John Heyman about it in 10 minutes and get some nuts and bolts from someone who knows and maybe try to figure out how long this thing's going to last. So we'll have that on the next break at 12:30. Brian Scalabrine, Odyssey NBA Insider at 1:15. Then we're going to have Kalen Azubuike at 2:30. Real quick, Goo, what'd you think of the Warriors-Suns game Tuesday night?
I am so excited, not from the result, but now the Warriors have convinced me that they basically, this is going to be crazy, Steiny, they had no foe. I feel like Phoenix is Houston years ago now when it was Houston and the Warriors. So I'm juiced now that we get another four quarters tomorrow night. ESPN, Lakers, Clippers got flexed. But I'm juiced. This is Frazier Ali. And I got to apologize to Phoenix the right way. I'll do it later.
All right.
But Steiny, I thought about Wiseman. How could you turn that game off and not say the Warriors need some size?
They need some size. That's a different conversation than can Wiseman help? Can he help?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Can he play in a game like that? But we're not going to we're not going to find out. That's the other thing I was thinking. Wiseman ain't playing tonight, and Wiseman ain't playing Christmas.
Oh, yeah,
so, boom,
no
three games out the window already when it comes to the Phoenix Suns. You know what I'll say right now, Goo, and I get it. Warrior fans probably aren't going to like this, but I'm going to say it. When the you compared it to the Houston Rockets and the Warriors rivalry. Well, guess what? Warriors were better than the Rockets. Right now, the Suns are better than the Warriors. Warriors got to catch up to the Suns. The Suns were in the NBA Finals. The Suns just beat them without Devin Booker. And I know Klay's coming back, but that's another thing the Warriors have to figure out. But it's going to be it could be a playoff preview. That's for sure. That's for absolute sure.
Okay, yeah. We up against it, Stoney, because I got one nugget.
Let me see.
Yeah, you know what? I don't want to shortchange myself.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't want to be in the awkward spot of having 2 minutes. And we're just going to – we got two plus.
I know how much time we got.
We got two plus.
But let me say this to Phoenix. They, from a physical standpoint, Steph Curry is not menacing like the transformer that is Giannis. The Suns saw Giannis physically, not as skilled, but physically with the ball in his hand for six games on the biggest stage. And I'm watching that game like, as great as Curry is, even when he's hot, he's going to be hot tomorrow, Stoney. I don't think anything can come close to what Phoenix had to do when they had to stop Giannis. So seeing Curry at 6'3" is different than seeing the, you know, what did I call him, a transformer in Giannis, to where Phoenix was like, we got this. We know Curry's bad, but physically we seen more. And that scared me.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Steph's shot get blocked at the top? Your boy blocked it in the blender.
He gets a block for that, but it was really tipped. He just tipped it.
But it was still. Give me another big that tipped it.
Well, okay. I'm going to be honest. Okay. That's a great question. I mean, and JD and
give
I are talking
me a
about.
Big that is Tim Curry shot out.
I don't think
there.
I can right now. I don't think I can right now.
I
got to see tomorrow's game because
I told you about my big tip, right?
I got to see tomorrow's game because Steph Curry's going to be better. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, my goodness.
But the question is there anything that kind of translates into Friday? Here's where I'll end it for the Warriors anyway.
Okay.
If Phoenix comes in here tomorrow without Devin Booker. And beats the Warriors, now we got something to talk about. In terms of a rivalry and in terms of do the Warriors have an issue with this team, at least when they don't have Klay Thompson. All right, here's what we're going to do. Coming up on the other side, we've got John Heyman. He's an Odyssey MLB insider. Hey, download the Odyssey app today and make sure to check out the Odyssey exclusive stations. From classic Christmas to Festival of Lights and everything in between, they have all the best stations curated to fit every occasion and all of your musical tastes, brought to you in part by Macy's, Geico, and Coke Zero Sugar.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
But if you want to know how I really feel, get the cameras rolling, get the action going, baby, you know, I love for you.
All right.
Take me where you want to.
Andrew, true connection. There it is. All right. Enough of that. How do you like it? Come on, we got to get to John Heyman. He's way more important than Andrea True. Joining the show right now, Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. John, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Sure, sure. I was enjoying that music, too.
Okay.
Very nice.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good to know. We're going to play it more as the show goes on, I think.
Yeah.
But first, for the casual fan out there that may not know two or three of the big issues regarding this lockout, what are they?
Well, the biggest issue is money. Of course, everything revolves around the money in the end. And, you know, baseball's thriving, and you'd hope they'd be able to get together. But they made only a little progress. I do think they made a little progress in Dallas, but clearly not enough. I hope they can get together and try to figure it out. I think the rhetoric to me looks worse than the reality. They should be able to do it. I mean, you know, there are clearly issues. Breaking it down, again, it all comes back to the money, but free agency. Do players become a free agent after 6 years? Or as the union wants, would they like some players to be a free agent at 5 years? Is arbitration still going to be 3 years plus Super Twos, or just can they move it back to 2 years? I mean, is the draft going to have a lottery? You know, there are, you know, a lot of different issues, but in the end, it all revolves around what percentage of the pie the owners get, what percent the players get.
John, you tell me what you think, because I told my partner the last time baseball had a work stoppage, you know, there wasn't we're still in a pandemic now, and you mentioned the word thriving, and I do believe that, but where MLB is not thriving is new eyes on its sport and the young people. Do you think this shoots them in the foot to the degree that this is a total turnoff, the fact that, you know, so many Americans are without and losing things?
Yeah, you know, I don't think so, because, you know, we're not during the season. If we're during the season and we're missing games, you know, look at 94, 95. I mean, that was a disaster, right? You lose the World Series, 94. It was ugly, and it took that home run chase to help bring fans back to baseball. Right now, we have almost 4 months to go before the season begins, and it's going to take months. I mean, it's going to take some money. It's not going to be done quickly, but I'm hopeful that no games are missed. I mean, I've been through a couple of these, and, you know, 94, 95 is the one that really, really stung. I was not covering back in 81, where they had to split up the season, and games were missed there. But, you know, I think at this point, it'd be ugly to miss games. If they were going to miss games now, where you've got so much competition for the entertainment dollar, it would be bad. I mean, back in, you know, 94, 95, you know, we didn't have what we have today in terms of the competition. So they better not miss games. But for now, you know, it's bad publicity. It looks bad. It's ugly. But I don't think it's devastating at this point.
John Heyman joining us. He's the MLB Odyssey Insider. Earlier today, we had former baseball commissioner Faye Vincent on, and I want you to take a listen to something he said on the economics, and particularly calling out Bud Selig.
This kind of economic warfare, after all, a collective bargaining breakdown is really economic warfare. It's two sides, each one trying to destroy the other. That cannot make sense. Or even harm each other. The one thing we know is everybody in baseball at the moment, from the top down, is making an enormous amount of money. I think the salary for Bud Selig when he retired was $50 million. I was paid $650,000, as was Bart and Peter Ueberoth. I think Selig's pension is $10 million. So we're talking about a business that is booming. I don't know what Manfred is paid, but he's paid an awful lot of money.
So I guess what I'm asking, John, is that overstating it to say that these two sides are involved in economic warfare?
You know, it is about the money. I think that's fair to say. I mean, obviously, Faye Vincent was pushed out by Bud Selig and Jerry Reinsdorf, and I'm sure he's not happy about it.
Right.
It was interesting to hear that he made $650. I didn't know Selig made $50. I knew he made at least $25 million.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, that's the way America today, right? The CEO makes an enormous paycheck, and the workers not as much. You know, the differences are greater now than ever, and it's true in baseball and every other walk of life, too. So, you know, that just kind of reflects the times that we live in. I mean, am I in favor of such a disparity? As one of the workers, no, but, you know, I think that's just reality. But, I mean, it's, you know, you could say that it's a war. It's certainly a battle, and, you know, it's over money, and it is between rich people and, you know, extremely rich people. So, you know, I don't think anybody really enjoys this from the outside, and it's not pretty. But, like I said, if they don't miss games, I think the fans will forgive them for this.
Man, you're spot on, John, because I'm up here and I definitely don't know, you know, the inner workings of what goes on between the owners and the players union. But I have to tell you this, everything I read, everyone says they saw this coming. am I wrong or being a simpleton to kind of blame Manfred? Because I was telling my partner, hey, look, if he knew this was coming, he's on the job. He's supposed to prevent this. Is it bigger than Rob Manfred?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. I mean, to be fair, and again, I work at MLB Network, but to be fair, you know, Rob Manfred was the chief labor negotiator before he was the commissioner, and there was labor peace for a quarter century while he held that job. You know, they had different negotiators, and obviously they were able to make deals with Michael Wiener. Unfortunately, he died much too young of a brain tumor in his 50s. You know, it's probably been 5, 6, 7 years ago now. Very sad. And now, you know, they made deals that they weren't happy with. And the union now wants to make up for those deals that they think weren't good deals. And they brought in new people, and they're tough people, you know. And it's been tough. I mean, I don't think there's any question about it. But I understand the blaming of the guy who's in charge. You know, that's why he gets the big bucks, whatever it is. Even if it's not the $50 million, it's some million, and people are going to blame the guy in charge when things are not going well. And, you know, he admitted things. It's not good. This is not the way it's supposed to go. This is not what they're hoping for. But, I mean, the fact that he saw it coming, you know, I mean, you know, he knew what the tenor of the negotiations was over the last 6 months. It was not looking good, and I never heard any real optimism from anybody except for one union person when they got to Dallas. And I thought he was being a Pollyanna because everybody right. else told me there's going to be a lockout. So, you know, I think it was probably realistic. The union is trying to redo some of the stuff that they did last time and improve on that. And, you know, I get that, but, you know, I wish these sides would talk more. I wish they would compromise more. You know, the offers on both sides have not been good enough, to be fair about it.
Right. Hey, John, thank you so much for joining us, explaining some of this. And I think you're right. As long as no games are missed, we'll all survive.
We'll live, exactly.
Yeah. Thank you so much. All right.
See you later.
Yes, sir. That was Odyssey MLB Insider John Heyman. All Odyssey Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
You know what, Steiny? If I could share with you a quick story.
Sure.
When I was a bachelor, you know, I wouldn't pay my PG&E bill until I got the 24-48-hour notice. And I had the money. That's when I would do it. And I'm shocked that guys like you and John say it's nothing to see here until we miss games. But that's almost the theory I was using to pay my bill. Yeah, just because you can do it doesn't mean it's right. This is not a good thing, Steiny.
No, well, you're right.
It took me back to that. I'm sorry I had to share that.
No, I think. But
who the hell is John?
I do think they're going to end up missing games. I do think this is probably a bigger deal maybe than we think. But I'm certainly not going to
lose sleep.
You can't ask me to care about it right now. You just can't. There's too much other good stuff going on. Let's go to Matt. Matt's in Napa. What's going on, Matt? What do you got for us?
How you guys doing today?
Doing well.
You know, just this whole baseball thing, man. I'm thinking about it. Yeah. I'm the kind of guy where I'll watch the Royals play the Reds on a Tuesday if they're on. So I know I don't represent maybe the average baseball fan.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, I'll watch any of it, but you know, I'm about 33, so when this 94 lockout happened, I remember it happening, but I was too young to become bitter about it.
Gotcha.
And then after the 60-game season, you sort of start, you know, not really feeling for the owners, and you see the money disparity going on, and you just want to see everybody get together and play baseball. And I know you guys were saying that right now you're out on it, but I want to know if they have a lockout and they miss games, once they come back, how do you still feel about that? I know you'll watch it because it's your job, but as a fan of the game,
yeah,
how would you feel about that?
No, thanks. Great question. Thanks for the call, Matt. I mean, like, dude, that's a tough question for me to answer because I'm trying to figure out why I don't love baseball now as much as I did when I was a kid.
Right.
And maybe part of it is just, well, you're a grown-up now. It's more of your passion when you're a child. But And I don't think it's the labor discord that has turned me off about the game. I just think there is an issue with the pace of the game. I can't sit in front of a 9-inning game unless it's a playoff game. I just can't. You know, I think it's always been a sport that's kind of been in the background, whether it's on the radio or on TV. But now it's been in the background so long, I just don't think I just think they need to be careful because, like, I'm out right now. But that doesn't mean anything. The question is, once spring rolls around, where are they going to be? And if they start missing games, regular season games, I mean, I'm done, even though, of course, I'm not done because we'll still have to talk baseball on this show. But it's just a sport that I've become less and less and less passionate about as I've gotten older, whereas other sports, I've maintained my energy level. I still love basketball. I love watching football on a Sunday, like nobody's business. But baseball, I'm just not with it right now.
Wow, Stani, I appreciate it. And
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the opposite side of the street, it's the longest standing relationship I have with any of the other sports because it's the longest. 162 games. You could count on it. It will be there every day, you know, until the season's over. So when I say I'm out, Stani, I'm out hearing baseball cry about trying to grow its brand and wondering why the young people don't come to the game or find the game corny, because I'm out. If you're going to pull this cockamamie, the rich battling the rich, because that's what this is to the average fan. You're not going to captivate anybody. But as far as the game, Stani, I'm more attracted to it because, like you in golf, you don't play professionally, but every night I watch a game and somebody in that box or throw it a pitcher pitch, I feel like I'm doing it. You could be like, well, get a life. But the sport is so beautiful, man, and you get 9 innings. I just hate the facelifts that has tried to get to kind of sell its soul to be popular. But I'm out for now. But to the caller's point, because he made me keep it real, trill as they say in the South, if a game's on in April, Stani, your boy's there for all 9.
Our guy Lobo has asked a question that part of me's almost afraid to answer, but I'm going to answer it because it's the truth. Let me ask you guys, if your job didn't require you to watch baseball, would you still tune in? Not a lot.
Wow.
Not a lot. I wouldn't. No. During the season, though, you know, I obviously keep up with the Giants on a daily basis. But if it weren't my job, I think I'd probably go weeks without checking out a game or checking the standings or seeing who's leading the league in hitting. Sorry.
Scotty, I love the honesty, and I got to keep it real. I can't remember if it was Butch or Bonte. I was having this conversation like if they walked me out of the building and said it's a wrap, I'm looking at you through Zoom, Stani. Nothing would change because it's appointment TV for me anyway. Like, it's a part of my life. That's going to be a part of my life. And some people could be like, oh, Lord. But you get that is just me. It's a part of my being. I'm gonna watch it and tape the games, even if I wasn't talking to you every day, which is a blessing.
Well, you're crazy.
I'm in love.
I know.
I'm crazy in love.
But you're in love.
I have a wife.
You're in love with somebody who's gotten old. You're in love with somebody who's gotten greedy. You're in love with somebody who's slowing down. You're in love with somebody quite
worse, Donnie. Yeah. That's a scripture.
Goo.
A verse.
You're in love with somebody who no longer loves you. Baseball no longer loves you, Daryl. And if you can continue with a relationship with a partner that doesn't love you, well, then how much respect you got?
There's
for
always therapy.
Wow, Lick of Spadon. Yeah, there is.
Terrell's in Oakland. What's up, Terrell?
What up, fellas?
Hey.
My point is this. We're talking about rich people problems.
Yep.
Mm. Plain and simple. If this lockout had never been announced, the average fan wouldn't even have thought about it unless you guys talk about it. Rich people problem is not the thing to be talking about right now.
Yeah, great. You know what, Terrell?
Subject to everybody.
Man.
That's a great point. And that's kind of
what it, Steiny, and I love
it. That's like, I want to talk about sports. I want to talk about revenue sharing. I want to talk about 57%. And the players want, the owners take 57. Hit the pike.
But what about?
Like, I don't
want
to do that.
Steiny,
I don't have to
read
do
the
that.
Room. And I don't want to keep reminding everybody and be Sour Sam that we're in a pandemic and people have lost a lot. That's still going on, Steiny. So am I wrong to kind of tell MLB, read the room? This ain't the time to be, rich versus the rich.
They haven't
it's a
been,
tune out.
But they haven't been reading the room for a while, right? Mm. They just haven't. They've lost touch. We can jump into this a little later, but honestly, you want to talk about the collective bargaining agreement? I'd rather talk about the Warriors. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather talk about the San Francisco 49ers who are playing the Seahawks. By the way,
Tebow.
Let me throw this at you. So
back to the Niners.
I
hadn't heard that in a while.
So last week the Washington football team played Seattle.
Okay.
And 49er fans are rooting for the Washington football team, and I'm like, why? Why would you root for the Washington football team? They're now 5-6.
Yeah.
Like they could theoretically catch you. The Seahawks are done. And even if the Seahawks had won last week, they'd be 4-7. And the 49ers beat them Sunday, they're done. Yeah. They're done if the 49ers beat them. So why were people rooting for Washington to win that game when Washington's going to impact the 49ers could impact the 49ers more in the wild card race than the Seahawks could? Just because it's a rival?
You wanted them to be down and out.
Seattle, down and out.
Technically they are, but they kind of own you, Steiny. So is Russell going to get off his magic carpet and they find their offense Sunday? Had they won, it goes back to me, handle your own business. But Niner fans, I get it, Steiny. They wanted Seattle to be what they're dealing with now this week after a loss. It's over. We'll let the Niners come in here and just kick our ass. But something scares me about this game still, because Russell's going to tell DK Metcalf, I don't know what I've been doing and why I haven't been throwing to you, but we're not going to let Jimmy come in here without Debo and Fred Warner and beat us. Our Super Bowl is to kick their ass.
Yeah, I don't know. And I got a 925 says, over my dead body, I'll root for the Seahawks. Well, you'd root for the Seahawks if a Seahawks win over a team the 49ers are contending against in the wild card, and it comes down to the last game of the season. And if the Seahawks win, it'll keep the 49ers out. Over my dead body, we'll be rooting the Seattle Seahawks. So 49ers, Seahawks this weekend. No Debo Samuel. No Fred Warner. So the San Francisco 49ers obviously going to have their work cut out for them, even though Seahawks stink right now.
Steiny, I was about to do it. They stink, man. What happened? Russell's out of there. He's going to New Orleans, the New York Giants, or the Raiders. Put that in the cap.
Raiders?
Think about it. Him in New Orleans would, I think, the Derek Carr.
Well, they have a quarterback. Taysom Hill.
Right now.
Yeah.
Dude, if he wins tonight, Steiny, oh my God. And you remember my gripe on him. If he wins tonight,
95 mil, just, baby.
Wow.
How you feeling about your Cowboys tonight?
This is what they call the get right game, right? If you can't get this one,
where is tonight's game?
You won't hear nothing. To,
Dallas?
New Orleans, the Bayou. No, okay. New Orleans.
Something's, you know what? New Orleans is a little overrated. Well, the team, yes. Not the city. The team, not the city. Although, nah, I like New Orleans. Is there anybody out there that's like, yeah, I can't stand New
Orleans?
They
got action, a lot of action, New
Orleans? They've got action. They've got
a lot. You like gumbo?
I love gumbo.
Yeah,
I love etouffee.
Jambalaya.
Jambalaya.
My wife ain't here, Stani. She don't make the best gumbo. Yeah.
Oh, your wife makes good gumbo?
No, not the best. Oh. Don't tell her. So, yeah. I've had the best, but hers ain't the best. So, when I compliment other people on the ride home, she'll get mad. I'm telling the truth.
Is there any chance she's listening?
No, not at all. You're a big gumbo guy. I know who is too. Zion. Oh, my God.
He's coming back soon.
When?
Yeah, a few weeks.
He'll get hurt again.
He'll be back.
I'm wishing that on him. But
I like all that stuff. I like.
She's coming through the door now. You think she heard?
Probably on the Odyssey app with the AirPods in.
Oh, boy.
Hey. Sir Steiny and Guru. Hey.
This could be.
She said, hey, she didn't hear.
Hey.
Whoa.
Yeah, how you doing?
Gumbo talk, that's all. Yeah. We're good, Steiny. Yeah.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Did she? Oh, boy, she heard.
Nah, I just. We're good.
Did she or didn't she?
No, she didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. No, she just said you had the best gumbo ever. We're good, Steiny.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I'm not going to be doing the second 2 hours alone. That's all. That's all. Yeah, we can start talking. You know what else? And, you know, we got a couple minutes before the break here, so we'll come back and talk some Warriors. But see what LaMelo Ball did last
week. Dude. Oh, man.
Do what Giannis did last night.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
that's
Giannis.
A game winner right
yeah,
there. Was, yeah, get away from me. I'm going to the rack. No one's stopping me.
But somebody 650's questioning my gumbo passion. See, when was the last time Steiny had gumbo? That's the point. You don't have gumbo 3 times a week.
But I would like to know that answer if you could give it to us.
Last time I had gumbo?
Campbell's Chunky?
Yeah, it was something out of a bag at home, I think. But you know,
we talking about the real thing.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I used to, you know, when I'd go to New Orleans, I'd always get it. Houston, always get it in Houston. I don't have to have it every day. You know what? That got under my skin.
Okay, I wanted to know. Yeah, I'm just curious. I ain't judging.
You know what? You know what? I'm gonna tell a little woman to make it. Soon. How about that?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And then I'll give you a scouting report.
How about that?
On gumbo. What else we got? Break? It's, you know, it's 12:55 and break says 12:56. Okay. We can do that because I'll...
It's a long break, Sonny.
Is it really? Okay. Yeah. Goo. Anyway, real quick. You know how they have rookie of the year ratings and power rankings?
Oh, man. I'm all over it.
LaMelo Ball's now in the MVP ranking.
And there's nothing ludicrous about it.
Like, roll out.
That fits.
Oh, boy.
Roll out. That's a force.
At Safeway, they partner with trusted top quality growers for hand-picked fruits and vegetables harvested at the peak of flavor from farm to you. Visit Safeway's produce department today and see how they are perfecting the art of fresh. We'll come back, and we will talk a little Warriors. Brian Scalabrine at 1:15. I got to get Guru's thoughts on what happened the other night in Phoenix. We'll be right back to talk about it. Yes, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. The
visit pitchhitrun.com today.